Welcome to another T-Rex Talk. I'm Isaac Bodkin, and unlike most T-Rex Talks, this one is just going to be me talking, which I don't particularly enjoy, but everybody else is way too busy to talk to me right now. And technically, I'm way too busy to do a proper T-Rex Live, so this is a pre-recorded one. Yes, I know that in every single T-Rex Live, which there are now like 27 episodes of, there's always people in the chat that claim that we are pre-recording and it's not live. They've always been wrong until this one. And the reason is we are just way too busy preparing for Black Friday to do a proper T-Rex Live. So this is pre-recorded and I can't go in there right now. So if you want to find out about the Black Friday sale, you need to go to our newsletter and subscribe. Not only is that room secret, but the sale is kind of secret too. The only way to find out what is on sale, the only way to find out how much things are going to be discounted, is to go to our website, trex-arms.com, sign up for the newsletter, and then you'll know. And then things are going to be super busy for a while. I'm actually really curious to see how things work this year, because we have a lot of stuff that we're still setting up and getting ready. I have no idea if we're going to have a big sale. 2020 has been an incredibly busy time for us on a whole bunch of different levels, which brings me to the other thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about. Obviously, the Black Friday sale happens right after Thanksgiving. There's a lot of things that I'm thankful for in 2020, even though it's been a very tumultuous year. There are parts of it that have been incredibly difficult. And I don't anticipate that all of those difficulties are going to go away immediately or anytime soon. We have had a lot of things that we should be thankful for, both as a company and as individuals, and I'm sure that you do too. But I want to talk a little bit about some of the T-Rex stuff. So we have been able to grow through a difficult year. In many ways, the way that 2020 has been difficult has definitely improved interest in some of the products that T-Rex has carried. It's definitely improved interest in some of the products that we started to sell a lot more of throughout the entire year. It's enabled us to be busier as a company. It's enabled us to grow as a company. It's enabled us to learn a lot of interesting things and expand what it is that we're trying to do and have a better idea of what we want to do in the future. So in many ways, 2020 has been our biggest and best year of growth. And we weren't even planning for that. We were planning to move into a new building in 2019 and spend 2020 just kind of honing our skills, getting used to the new building, working out a new workflow, and kind of regroup and work on growing the company in 2021. That's not what happened. A lot of the stuff that you are seeing behind me is stuff that we started doing in 2020 because of the incredible growth that has happened. And I am incredibly thankful for the opportunity to do that. Speaking of new things, this is a new conveyor belt system that we're just setting up. I want to try something here. Yeah, that works perfectly. So I'm really thankful for a bunch of stuff that we've gotten to do as a company and experiment with, like motorized conveyor belts, but also things like people that we've hired in the company and relationships that we've built through the year. I'm incredibly grateful for those. There have been a number of children that have been born this year to folks working at T-Rex, and there's a couple more that are on the way before the end of the year. That's incredibly exciting. And we also had this year our first marriage between two people who didn't know each other before they started working at T-Rex. So I'm not saying that we can take a lot of credit for that, but it is nevertheless super exciting. And if you'll excuse me, I'm out of conveyor belt. All right, this was not a great way to set things up. But I think that I can come along and sort of do little stand-up bits right here. Looks like there's still a few kinks to work out. But even as we're getting ready for the most busiest time of the year, even as we're thinking through some of the things that have been very difficult this year, I don't want to lose sight of the things that we should be thankful for. And I don't want you guys to lose sight of the things that you should be thankful for. So please take the opportunity this week to really think carefully about what it is that you should be grateful for, what things you have been given, either opportunities or relationships, and really be grateful for those things. And I also want to say that even as there's a lot of uncertainty, and in fact, so much so that saying that this upcoming year is uncertain is almost a ridiculous cliche at this point, I'm overall very optimistic. I'm optimistic about opportunities that will arise from things that are happening, even though they have the potential to be incredibly difficult. So even things like our newsletter, the main reason that we're pushing the newsletter right now and this year is because there's a pretty good chance that we're going to see a crackdown on some of the information that we like to share being shared on some of the social media platforms that we use. The odds of that going away sometime in the next 12 months are fairly high. We're trying to build an alternative way of communicating with you guys, which is the email newsletter, something that we have an ability to control. Even though we might have to build our own email servers to actually use that because people are being kicked off of various mail servers at this point for political reasons and political incorrectness. So that's the main reason that we're trying to build the newsletter. Go sign up for the newsletter so that we have a way to contact you. Also sign up for the newsletter because that is the way that you will be able to find out about the Black Friday sale. So if you're watching this on Wednesday, make sure that you spend Thursday with your families, if at all possible. Even if it's not allowed by certain governors, spend time with your families. Think about the things that you are thankful for, that you are grateful for. Even in the midst of 2020, I guarantee you that there are things that you should be thankful and grateful for. And then on Black Friday, we're going to run the big sale. And then on Saturday, the real work is going to begin. But thanks to everybody here at T-Rex, I think we're in really good shape for whatever that looks like. And over the next week, we're going to be trying to take care of everything that happens. And the next T-Rex talk after that should be pretty interesting. The tentative plan, if he is still alive, is to be talking with Kyle, who is the head of customer service. So either Lucas or I will sit down with him and talk through some of the customer service stuff that we've been learning over the year, some of the Black Friday stuff that we will have just begun. And then it's going to be a particularly busy time fulfilling orders after that. But I'm excited. And as I said, overall, hopeful and optimistic. It's going to be a lot of late hours. It's going to be probably two or three busy Saturdays. But at the end of the day, the opportunity to create products and to sell products to you guys, stuff that is life-saving equipment, stuff that is really helpful for uncertain times, is a tremendous blessing. And in many ways, that is the thing that I am most thankful for about T-Rex Arms in 2020 is the opportunity that we have had to not only create content for you guys, but to give you things that legitimately are life-saving tools. And when we ship out medical gear, when we ship out tactical gear, when we ship out any kind of gear, the odds that it gets used in a life or death situation may be slightly low, but we get emails all the time from people who get medical kits and use them to save lives, who get tourniquets and use them to save lives, who get holsters and then use their firearms to protect innocent life. And that means a great deal to us. It's the reason that we're very excited about everything that we've been able to do in 2020 and everything that we're hoping to do in 2021. So subscribe to the newsletter. Hopefully we'll be around here on YouTube for a good long time, but just in case, we're building our alternative ways of connecting with folks. And check out the sale, because I'm not gonna tell you what it is, not gonna tell you how much it is, but it's worth checking out the sale. Subscribe to the email address. Subscribe to this podcast, T-Rex Talk. Keep an eye out for it on YouTube and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Thanks. Kind of hard to walk around in here without showing you guys stuff that you're not supposed to see. I don't think I can go any further down here. And I can't turn around. Can't go in there. Here we go. Ah, yes. Technically, I'm not supposed to be in here without safety glasses, but I think I'll be fine. Knott's Brandon Herrera is working on a Knott AK-50 back there. Very important.